Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh yes, indeed, prayer changes things. Beautiful song, Mahalia Jackson, golden oldie right there. Prayer changes things. You would agree with me, Mama Prudence Muchumi, am I right?
Absolutely. In fact, the slogan that God gave to me is, prayer is the game changer. If you want to change the game, you start to pray. So absolutely, prayer is it.
Yeah, yes. Changes things.
It changes everything.
You look so bright and beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm always excited to be here on Radio Pulpit.
Yeah, so that's why you put on some colors. My orange. To pop. Yeah.
I'm popping today. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Today we're talking on the issue of the International Marketplace Summit.
Yes.
Family, let me do the right thing, introduce you properly. We have Ambassador Prudence Muchumi in studio, the founder of the International Marketplace Summit. She's my guest, and she'll be giving us more information regarding the summit that will be happening on the 29th of June. It's happening this month. And I see Vusi says, Brother Anonymous says, great show. And beautiful music. Thank you, Brother Anonymous. We appreciate. Thank you so much. Yeah, I also love the music this morning. So, Mama, something is cooking at the International Marketplace on the 29th of this month. Please tell us more about it. Let's start there.
So, it's called the Marketplace Champions Conference.
Okay.
And the Champions Conference is about bringing champions who are out there living out their faith in the marketplace in a room.
Yeah.
Right? We have five champions coming in the room, including myself.
Okay.
Who are going to unpack for you how to unlock your path to kingdom wealth.
Mm.
And the reason why we have handpicked these and phenomenal dynamic speakers to come is because each one of them has a track record of about over 20 years in the marketplace and in ministry. And that is the amazing thing, because we do need the balance between our faith and how do we take our faith to the marketplace.
Okay.
I always tell people the mandate of the International Marketplace Summit ministry, it's about how do we live our faith out where we are every day. We go to church about 10 hours in a week.
Okay.
Collectively, but we spent 50 hours in the marketplace. So God wants us to live out our gifts, our talents, our abilities, our faith in the marketplace, and people don't know how to do it. I say we are believers, Christians are the best kept secrets in the marketplace, but that's where God wants you to win. That's where he wants you to prevail. That's where he wants you to triumph and be victorious. And we want to put tools in your hand, equip you, empower you. Come for a day of transformation on the 29th of June, where you are going to hear how can you, as a believer, triumph and win and unlock your path to kingdom wealth in the marketplace.
Sure. So, Mama, to prepare ourselves for the awesome day that's coming, what do you have for us today? Entice us.
So today, I just want to talk about the benefits of coming to this conference. A lot of the times you will hear the solution. Sometimes people are really, you must be aggressive in your faith, and people don't understand that. Sometimes I've heard about a person who's ill, who's not well, and then God sends a man of God to that town who ministers in the miracles of healing, and the person is too sick to go. Some people, the first miracle, one of the biggest miracles that launched Reinhard Bonnke's ministry, was a woman took her dead husband to the meeting. She was like, listen, if this man says God is going to be here, she took the dead husband, and that man was raised to life.
Sure.
I used Powerful. To go to conferences and fly to other countries because God would put all these people in a room. And I'm like, okay, all these people are going to be at this conference. Then I can go to one place and meet all of them. So that is really what we're doing. So today I'm talking about the benefits of attending the Marketplace Champions Conference, because we want you to be a champion in your marketplace by living out your faith.
So can you take us through?
Yes.
The benefits?
The first one is the speakers. As I said, we're having all these, we have more than 100 years of people with experience in ministry and marketplace in the room.
Okay.
So you really can't miss this opportunity. What you have been praying for, right?
Mm.
What you have been trusting God for, what you've been believing for, you're sitting there and you're thinking, look, how am I going to get the keys in my hand to take the first step in my business, to take the first step in terms of, you know, stepping out there and scaling my business, growing my business. Everybody is going to be in the room and you are going to have the opportunity to speak to these dynamic speakers. So one of them I want to talk about is Nico Jacobs.
Okay.
Nico is one of our speakers and he is the CEO of the South Africa Future Trust.
Okay.
And the South Africa Future Trust is for small businesses to help them to scale themselves, to help them with job creation, to help them with growth. And recently, I mentioned this in a previous week, he was running a competition for entrepreneurs who, and the prize award money was 500,000 rand.
Sure.
In order to help you to support your business, to scale your business, whether you want to get your products and services mm-hmm. out there. So these are the kind of people that will be in the room.
Okay.
So Nico is one of them. So those people who are out there and says, I don't know what next to do with my business or where to go for help and for support. Nico is going to be there. We have Pastor Samson. He's also in the marketplace at the moment, but he's been in ministry for more than 20 years. And he also runs a transportation business, a construction business. So we are really understanding where you are operating every day.
Okay.
We have got Reverend Shade Fashademi. She's from the Waterfalls and she's an amazing teacher.
Mm.
And the Lord has given her a revelation. Money matters, people. The Lord has given a revelation on God's economy.
Mm.
You know, at the moment, you can hear in the news, people are talking about, what can I do? You know, my money is not coming together. And yes, a lot of our monies are not coming together because that is your battleground. That is where the enemy is dealing with you.
Mm.
So come and hear a woman of God who's also been an expert in property. So she was doing the property business, helping people to acquire properties and really making money through that. So Reverend Shade is going to talk about God's economy. How do you translate yourself from the world economy, from South African economy, into God's economy?
Okay.
Then we have Pastor Ndibu Nepfumbada. She is also in the marketplace. She is an HR executive for TransUnion,
okay.
Over 8 countries as well. And she has got over 24 years executive experience in
okay.
HR.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is one of the other biggest problems that you have in a business? It's the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's either the entrepreneur who doesn't know that you have to get up, steward the idea that God has given to you, or it is the people that you're going to get in there. And I keep it real, right? So those family members that you've got in your business that are not the best examples of customer service in your
mm-hmm.
business, the business partners that you've got that are not working in one accord with you, you're not on the same page,
yeah.
you don't share the same vision, you don't have the same values.
You
know, sometimes we have partnerships that are falling apart just when God is ready to bring, you know, his favor into that business, to grow that business, then the partnership falls apart because you are not of one mind and one spirit.
Mm.
So Pastor Ndibu is going to be there to also talk to us about, you know, give us some also nuggets about just the area where she's operating. But also, I'm not going to disclose the topics yet of what they're going to talk
mm-hmm.
about.
Okay.
I'm just telling you who's going to be in the room. And yours truly, I have ministry and marketplace flowing through my veins.
Mm-hmm.
This is the ministry that God is calling me to. It is to awaken believers out there that we must create a community.
Mm.
How would we? You are praying about clients all the time, right? You are praying about customers. Lord, my business needs to grow and your business needs customers. But if we don't know where you are, who you are, and what products and services that you're bringing to the market, how can we enterprise with you? So the International Marketplace Summit, we are launching an online platform where we can give visibility to your business.
Okay.
And, you know, as we said, a business without clients is not a business at all. If you don't have customers who are buying what you bring into the market, then you don't have a business. You maybe still have an idea. So we want you to come because we want you to give visibility to your businesses. So another benefit of coming to the Marketplace Champions Conference is that we give you the opportunity to have an exhibition table where you can literally bring your products and services and the books to the conference, and we can buy from you there. But you also will then make networks, and we will understand what it is that you do and where you are, and when it's time for us to launch our online platform where people can just know. You know, you can be the best kept secret even with the gospel, and it's not going to go very far. Mm. So we want you to come into that room that day, products in hand, services in hand, and the books. There are many Christian authors that God has given a powerful message that is going to help people unlock their destiny to kingdom wealth. There are people that are coming that are stuck. They need that book. They need that message. They need what God has, the revelation that God has given to you. And so we want you to come get an exhibition table. Come and showcase your gifts, your talents, your abilities. That is the expectation of God. If you look at Matthew 25, the master came back and he was asking them to give an account. People, this is serious business. This is serious. Actually, this conference is not about the conference. It's about you.
Sure.
We are having this conference for you because we are so, 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 so convinced and convicted about what God has asked us to do at the International Marketplace Summit, that we want to create the platforms, every single opportunity for you to be able to live out your mandate in the marketplace. So come and get that exhibition table so that we can see what it is that you are bringing to the market. And there is going to be impartation. Oh my goodness, I've just spoken to you about the pastors that are going to be there. You know, there's nothing like impartation. There's nothing like impartation, because impartation and the anointing can literally transport you from famine into feast. You know, there are people who didn't believe, who were going through difficult times and struggles in the Bible, and the Lord would give them a word through a prophet.
Amen.
And as you hear the word of the prophet, you believe it, you can be transported into your destiny, into your next level. You know, there were the woman in 2 Kings 4, where she was like, I'm on my last, the debtors are coming, the creditors are coming. And I know there are some people listening to me today. You are exactly in that space where the debtors are coming, the letters are coming, the banks are writing to you. Someone want to repossess your car.
Yeah.
This conference is for you. We are praying. We are having prayer meetings. We are hearing the Lord. We are preparing ourselves spiritually, because we know this is spiritual work. More than anything, this is going to be spiritual work. And we want to make sure that you are unlocked, that you are, you know, people are stuck. And this is the thing, you must come unstuck. So some of the things that you're going to hear, we're going to put keys in your hand that is going to empower you, that is going to enable you to take that next step into your destiny to unlock your kingdom wealth.
Amen. So we were on the first point of speakers. Am I correct?
Yes, we were speakers. Okay. Then now, secondly, we had products and services.
Okay, products and services.
So the opportunity to have an exhibition table. Don't miss that opportunity.
Yeah.
Do not miss the opportunity. Remember, the seats are free, right? So bring your, come and order a exhibition table so we can see your products and services. So your sales will start right there. You must leave that conference with a testimony in your hand. That your products are out there, and there is going to be someone in that room that may be the next person. I will just want to share a testimony with you. So there was somebody who came to our online meetings at the International Marketplace Summit. I prayed with him. He then came to one of our conferences, and I spent a little bit of time with him. I actually went to a prayer meeting that evening with him. And his testimony, one day, he, not long after that, he said to us, you know, I've been running around in circles. I didn't know where to go to launch my business. He's got artifacts. So he's got pictures and, and art products. And he wanted to sell that. I said to him, God is able. So we prayed with him. And today, first of all, he won a at one of the SME, the organizations that assist SMEs. He got a big grant.
Wow.
And they said to him, we're giving you the grant this year, and we're also going to give it to you next year. So look, apply again. Number two, listen to this one. I'm about to drop the mic right here. The second benefit that he got is he went online and got a client in America for his artwork. So you're sitting here thinking, how am I going to get a market to my products? How am I going to take my products internationally? Listen, we have got those international contacts. In fact, I just came from a conference and an entrepreneurship symposium, a Kingdompreneur symposium in Chicago just 2 weeks ago. So those contacts are going to be in the room. So that is what we're saying. That is the second benefit.
Yeah.
You don't even begin, can imagine what God is able to do when you take a step of faith. The third one, Networking.
Networking.
Do you know people are not good at networking? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you what I believe. You may believe something different. I do believe that your network is your net worth.
Amen.
I do believe there's an element people like to say, it's not who you know, it's what you know.
Yeah.
Listen, let me give you my testimony. How did I become an ambassador?
All right.
I was ministering and I was going to minister in the dusty roads of Uganda in the villages there. We were going to have a crusade and I was invited. And when on my way there, one pastor here in South Africa, who I had not even met at the time, an apostle, said to me, oh, I know somebody in Uganda. Let me contact them and you can get in touch with them. He then did that. I met two sets of pastors. The one pastor said to me then, do you mind to come and preach in our church? That was a Friday. The Saturday writes me a note, do you mind to come and preach in our church? I'm like, yes, I can. And then the Sunday, I was keep preaching in the church. Lo and behold, it is one of the kings of Uganda.
Hmm.
It's in his church. So the church is called King's Palace Church. Okay. And literally, it is a king in the country. And that is how I ended up preaching at the church. And in the church was an ambassador.
Mm.
And that ambassador nominated me.
Sure.
And today, here's my testimony. I am an ambassador to United Nations just by networks.
Sure. Mm.
So people, I don't want you.
God connections.
Oh my
God. Yeah.
Divine connections. You know the person that you're looking for. In fact, what they say is, you know, do you know the concept that they talk about? Three degrees of separation.
Okay.
That you are three people away from the person that you're looking for.
Mm.
And so you come to the conference, you may be looking for, finding the person there that you'll be looking for. On the 6th of April, we had the Business Empowerment Seminar, which we also talked about here. And in that room, we had just launched an agricultural business, farming.
Okay.
And so we made the announcement, networked with people in the room. And lo and behold, there was a lady there that she was in farming. We then got contacts together. She has gone out with one of our partners to go and see, you know, the agricultural, the farms, the projects that are being done, the information that we were looking for. So many things came from just that one chance meeting. We didn't know who was in the room, but we came with faith that God, we are doing what God is asking us to do, and He's going to bring the people. So networking is going to be very, very important, because the person that is going to accelerate your growth, the person that is going to help you to your next level, the person that's going to connect you to the next person. I always say to people, wherever I go and minister as the International Marketplace Summit all around the world, it cannot be difficult for your products and services to go there.
True.
Because as a prophet, when I stand on the soil of that nation, I start to make declarations and decrees that you will be able to expand in this territory.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, because you have sown into that territory by sending me there. So we want you to know that networking is going to be very important, and we're going to give time for you to do that and to try to locate the people that you are looking for. You may be looking for information. You may be looking for funding. We told you Nico Jacobs is there. He partners, the South Africa Future Trust, partners with all the banks. So most of the organizations that are looking at how to assist and support small businesses, partners with them. So he's going to be in the room. And there's programs that he runs as well to help people. And isn't it the most amazing thing? That he's a believer. Oh my goodness. Kingdom mandate. So yeah, the third point is the networking is going to be amazing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have number four, five. Until five, right?
Yes.
Number four.
Yes. So the next thing that we are going to do is you're going to be able to find the knowledge in the room.
Knowledge.
So the speakers are going to be in the room, but what information you are looking for. You know, the Bible also tells us, in all you're getting, get understanding. You may be sitting there with this most amazing idea that God has given you. How do I write the book? God has told me I'm going to write a book, and I just don't know what are the first steps.
Yeah.
What are the next steps? What must I do next? You are going to get the information in the room. The speakers are coming with their very best. Oh my goodness. You know, when I'm interacting with them as we are preparing and coming up to the conference, they are talking to me about them praying and what God is saying to them and what they are going to bring. It is going to be amazing. So you cannot miss out on the information that's going to be shared. And this information is, as I said, it may be the thing that you are looking for. It is the thing that next, you know, how to unlock yourself, how to get unstuck, where to go next, which door to knock on, what person do you give your business card to in order for you to walk in kingdom wealth. So the next one is that you are going to have this opportunity to get the knowledge, the understanding, the application. You know, I'm a very practical speaker. I'm very practical. When I used to go to conferences, people would talk and I'm like, okay, hand up. How do I apply all that I've heard? So you will hear hear insights, but you will hear very practical steps of what to do next in order for you to unlock your kingdom wealth. So we want you to know, get ready, come ready, come with high expectations. When I was in Chicago recently with the Kingdom Entrepreneur Symposium, they told me, we have come with extreme expectations.
Yeah.
So, and you know, God just pulled it all out of me. And I was the only speaker in that conference. So I was with them for about 6 hours. But at the end of the day, when we were trying to close the meeting, they were like, no, there is more. And they just pulled out that anointing out of me. So come, because the people will be there. The Holy Ghost is there, and He is going to give you everything that you need to walk in kingdom wealth and to start you may be starting your journey, but also for those who are already on the journey to walk in kingdom wealth.
And family, if you just joined us and you're wondering, who is this powerful woman of God talking? I'm with Ambassador Prudence Muchumi in studio, the founder of the International Marketplace Summit. And she was just sharing some beautiful nuggets with us on what to expect at the benefits of attending the International Marketplace Summit that will be happening on the 29th of June. And she mentioned, five powerful benefits. The first is the speakers, the people who will be speaking at this very summit on the 29th of June. Secondly, products and services. You know, you have a platform to come and showcase your products, your services. Thirdly, networking. Your network is worth your net worth. Do I say it right?
Yes, your network is your net worth.
Yes. So networking is important. Number four, knowledge. There's so much, for us to learn in attending, such an event. We will be imparted with knowledge. And the last one was application. How to apply what you have learned from this summit. Godly principles.
So you, as we said, you can't afford to miss your date with destiny. We don't just have conferences because we have nothing else to do. We're saying this conference is about you. We are clear on our mandate that God has given to us is to equip and empower you for transformation. So on that day, when you are coming, you are definitely going to walk away from that conference saying, oh my goodness, I almost didn't come. I almost didn't take the step of faith. I almost let the enemy break down my car, break down my kids, my house. Everything is in shambles. When those things happen to me, I say to myself, I need to be at this place because I want to see what is the enemy trying to prevent me from getting. So do not let anything stop you from coming to this conference. It's your date with destiny.
Sure. So give us more details. You know, for someone listening, you've enticed them about giving them the benefits of attending. They know they'll be great speakers. Yes. They can, showcase their products. They'll be networking. They're going to acquire knowledge. And then you also, at this conference, they'll be taught how to apply all of these. But then, when is the conference happening? Where is it happening? Yes. You know, how much are the costs? What time does it start? What time does it end? We need details now so that the listener can, start booking. When do we book as well?
Yes.
Let's start with the date and the time.
Yes. So, is the end of this month, 29th of June.
It's on a Saturday, right?
It's on a Saturday morning, okay. 29th of June from 9 till 3.
Okay.
Right.
From 9 a.m. until 3
9 a.m. till 3 p.m. We are going to be there with these five speakers at the Marketplace Champions Conference talking about stewarding kingdom wealth and how to unlock your path to kingdom wealth.
Okay.
Where is the venue? It's at 133 First Road, Limbrough Park, Sandton. Okay. 133 Limbrough Park, First Road, Limbrough Park, Sandton. So that's where we're going to be. That's where we get. That is the gathering of Marketplace Champions.
Yeah.
And the entrance is free. Can you believe that?
For free.
No, can you believe that?
That's what I'm saying, for free.
No, you know what?
We get speakers. I get to showcase my products. I'm networking. I acquire knowledge. You'll teach me how to apply all of these things for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the last conference we're having for free though.
Okay. So how do people RSVP for the conference?
So entrance is free, but registration is required. So registration, we want you to call our office on the WhatsApp line.
Okay.
On 063-361-4417. Okay. So how do you get in touch with us to book and register your seat? You WhatsApp us your name and surname, your email address and your WhatsApp number in order for us to help you register. We've sent the link out and some people are struggling with the link.
Okay.
So send us your name and surname, your email and your WhatsApp number to 063-361-4417 to book and reserve your seat today. Now, for the serious entrepreneurs who are going to bring their products and services and their books on the day, we also want you to do that. So if you are interested in booking an exhibition table, that will be at the nominal fee of 300 Rand for you to come and sell your products and services to book a table for the day, 300 Rand. And also when you're sending your details, you indicate to us that I want to book an exhibition table and we will make that available. We'll be then in contact, send you the bank details. You'll send us the proof of payment and your table will be booked where we can see your products and services.
All right.
So those are all the details around the conference.
Okay, great. Now, going back to the theme of the conference as we are wrapping up our talk, the theme is stewarding kingdom wealth. You know, for someone, break it down nicely for us. What is the theme all about? We are stewarding kingdom wealth. What is the conference? What is it that we are going to learn regarding this theme at the conference?
So first of all, let's just talk about the three words.
Yeah.
A stewarding, being a steward, and kingdom and wealth, right? So a lot of the time, people are there, they are having these needs, my finances, my business is not working. So first of all, we want you to be on Matthew 6:33. How are you? The formula for success is to be kingdom-minded.
Amen.
Whilst you are still in the marketplace for yourself, you are going to be on the list of retrenchments. You are going to be on the list of your job is now being cut in half. You are going to be on the list of those companies that are closing down. But if you are in God's kingdom and operating under the kingdom mandate, Matthew 6:33 says this: seek first the kingdom and God's righteousness and all the things that would be added to you. What are those things? If you back up in Matthew, it says, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to put on, what are you going to dress. All the things that we are worried about, why we are in the marketplace. Lord, how am I going to pay for my bills? How am I going to pay for my house, my children's education? It says when you seek the kingdom of God first, your magic formula, when the order is right, the glory of God falls.
Amen.
So the favor of God will be on your life. So first of all, we want you to know it's about the kingdom and wherever you're going to sell your products. The kingdom is so vast, right? There's no limitations to the kingdom. So that's the first part. Then the next part is steward. Being a good steward. A steward is somebody who's been put in charge of somebody else's property. Now, if you think about it, if we talk about wealth at the end of the day, how much wealth does God have?
Yeah.
If you talk to the pastors, most of our prayer requests and our troubles are either marriage relationships or they are in the area of money. So how do we steward the wealth of God? If it is God's wealth, then it means that it's unlimited to you. You have an unlimited access to that wealth. Just like today, again, my testimony, going all around the world. I mean, who would have thought when I was born in the dusty roads of Galeshewe in Kimberley, Northern Cape, that I will today be an ambassador to the United Nations. So that is how understanding that I am a steward, I'm an ambassador for Christ. So before I'm an ambassador for anybody else, I'm an ambassador for Christ. And because when I understand that, I'm a steward, God is making all things available to me. All things available to us. So that's the second one. It's about stewardship. So if you can be trusted as a steward, there's no limits on that. And then wealth. We want you to get schooled in this area of wealth. You know, when I was doing the business empowerment seminar, the Lord told me some of his people does not believe, they don't believe that he wants them to be wealthy. So that mindset, that paradigm shift that must happen, that is one of the first things that we need to deal with. Family, God wants you to be wealthy. And today you may not be there. You may not be close. Your bank account, your bank statement is telling you something completely contrary. You know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
And everything that's contradicting the word of God in your life will be silenced. It says it will be silenced. So we want you to come and know how to deal with debt, how to deal with the issue of wealth, how wealth creation strategies.
Okay.
Success is not one day. Success is a journey.
True.
And that journey is what we want you to start on. So these are all the things. This is all the information that you're going to get around the theme, what stewarding kingdom wealth is about. And when you go out of there, you will see no limitations because the kingdom of God is vast. Mm. It doesn't end with South Africa.
Yeah.
It's a kingdom. Mm-hmm. And it says the kingdoms of this world must become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. So as far as you can see, God said to Abraham, lift up your eyes as far as you can see. Mm. I've given it to you.
Sure.
So that is it. We want to ignite your faith as well in this conference, that you know that God wants you to walk in kingdom wealth and to steward kingdom wealth. And there is nothing like the power of a testimony of a person who's walking into what they are preaching. So that is what you're going to get at this conference. We are going to position you to unlock your kingdom wealth.
Amen. You've said a mouthful, and I believe this is for all businesses, right? No business is too small, whether someone is starting,
have not even started,
or you have not even started.
You know, the big part is
that
the big part is exactly that.
Yeah.
The hard part of trusting that, you know, can I take this risk of starting a business, of leaving my job? You know, did I really hear from God?
Sure.
A lot of people are still struggling at starting.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter if you have an idea. That's what entrepreneurs are. They have an idea of a product or a service that they want to do. So that is the people we are looking for. It could be business owners. You have a business. You want to scale the business. You want to, you know, maybe go international with your business. You are looking for ways of developing complementary products, scaling your business. Those are the people that we're looking for. We're looking for professionals in careers. You see that I talked to you about some of our speakers that are corporate people. They are in corporate careers. How are you going to work out your faith in your corporate career in terms of, you know, walking in kingdom wealth? So there would be people there that help professionals in careers. You're looking for jobs. I mean, we are HR professionals. Just between me and Pastor Ndibu, we've got like almost 50 years of HR experience.
Mm.
And people are out there looking for jobs. They don't know how to do. What is the next thing to do?
Mm.
So all of that will be there. So graduates, you are thinking about, how am I going to get into employment? How do I position myself?
Mm.
So students, graduates, this is the conference for you. Those mothers that are there that thinks, I need a flexible job. You know, I don't want to do a corporate job because I want to raise my family. This conference is for you. What are those places where money is hiding? How can you repackage, reinvent yourself to go to the marketplace? Yeah,
great.
So all these audiences, this conference is relevant for them.
Okay, so family, the conference is happening, the International Marketplace Summit, a Stewarding Kingdom Wealth, 29th of June 2024 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. happening in Sandton. The name of the venue again?
Yeah, 133 First Road, Lynnbrough Park.
Okay, Sandton. In Sandton.
Yes, amazing
and,
venue.
And registration is free, so make sure you WhatsApp the following number, 063-361-4417. I'll repeat it, 063-361-4417. Make sure that you register. But if you need to put up a store for your products, you're welcome to register with 300 rand.
Yes.
You register, you let them know you'd like to put up a store, and they'll give you the banking details so that you book your store in advance.
So as you're sending the to our WhatsApp line, if you send your information, we said name and surname, your email address, and your WhatsApp number, and we can help you to register
for
the conference.
Also, it's name, surname,
email address, and WhatsApp number.
Okay.
And then also, if you want an exhibition table, let us know on that same with all those details as well. But just let us know you want an exhibition table. We'll then send you the bank details.
All right, great.
See you there.
We'll see you there. Thank you so much, Mama Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. This was so fulfilling, you know, because I think many people want to give up. But this gives so much hope. People are going through the most. And, you know, what you've just said here, it's a mouthful and it gives hope. So I encourage all people, you want to start business, you're in business, you're a graduate, you're looking for employment, do attend. It's free, you know, it's free of charge. And let's see what God has for us on that day. May I ask you then to lead us just in a small prayer as the Holy Spirit leads you.
Amen.
As we pray for the upcoming conference and for those who are going through the most as well.
Thank you so much for hosting me today.
Amen.
Let us pray, family. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace.
Yes, Lord.
It is a throne of grace, to receive mercy for our time of need.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray for the listeners today, those who are there who are discouraged, those who are depressed, those who are in despair, those who are going through challenging situations in the marketplace. Oh God, we cry for mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy this morning in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we also pray for those who are out there, oh God, who needs grace, multiplied grace, to take that next step, that divine intervention, the favor of God to open a door for them to take the next step in business, in the marketplace, in employment, oh God. I pray, let the grace of God be released this morning for everyone that's under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Lord, those who have lost hope this morning, I speak faith into them in the name of Jesus. Says faith is also the evidence of things not yet seen. This morning, I speak that evidence into existence, because people of faith, we call those things that are not as though they already exist. That which you are waiting for, that which you are looking for, may God by his angelic host cause you to be located in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Everyone that is intentioned to come to this conference, oh God, remove every hindrance, every blockage, everything that would hold them back in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador Prudence. This was so fulfilling. And we pray the very best for the conference.
Amen.
The 29th of June is here. Almost here.
It's almost here.
So family, do register. The number to register on WhatsApp number
063-631-4417.
If you missed the number, you're welcome to WhatsApp me on the Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, and I'll definitely make sure that I give you the number.
Yeah.
So the registrations are open. Register today to book your seat. WhatsApp
063-631-361.
Why do I keep saying sorry? It's 063-361-4417 with your name, your email, your contact number, and we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also on all our social media pages, International Marketplace Summit, that's on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and on our YouTube channel. And for Instagram, it's marketplacesummit.online. And then again, yes, our banner is also on the Radio Pulpit Facebook page.
Okay, great.
So, yeah, so meet us there. Anyway, you're going to contact us. We want you to be at that conference.
Amen. Now we're going to take a song. Goodbye, Mama, and God bless.
Thank you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.